holy letter is in volume 4, 1061. This is dated, Baruch Hashem, dated 22nd day of Sivan, Tavshinah, Brooklyn. This is to a woman. The Rebbe is writing to her, and like I said, the Rebbe opens up Baruch HaVishalim, first blessing, and then peace. The Rebbe says, I received your telegram and your letter of that you have come safely, that you've arrived safely, and I was very satisfied that God, thank God, that the travel, the journey was good, and that you found everything there to be fitting. But the Rebbe says, I was in pain that from your letter I can tell that you're broken, that you're broken, and the Rebbe says it's not in time, and it's not in the right time. The Rebbe says like this: this is I don't have to go into great length to explain to you that, you know, even though there is a verse that says Ziv Chelekim Ruach Nishbarim, it says that what is an offering for God? A broken heart is a broken spirit is an offering for God. So that's what the verse says, but it doesn't mean that a broken spirit or particularly a broken heart, which God forbid, damages one's health and can also and impacts one's nerves. And since that once a person is broken, is heartbroken, so then everything around you becomes sharper and more difficult to then. If you're looking pessimistic, if you're looking at things in a negative way, then you take everything in a bad way. It's even worse than they really are. You perceive them as being a lot worse. My father-in-law, the Rebbe, related in the name of his father, the Rebbe Rashab, and he told him one time, look how important the Jewish body is. It's the Jewish body, so that there's so much Torah and mitzvahs was given just for a Jew, just for the body of a Jew, that he should be able to do all these mitzvahs. So that means it's so precious by Hashem. So now, when he gives to each one and one such a precious thing as his body, one needs to occupy himself and put in effort, and you know, your own, you have to make your own accounting that the body that you have should be healthy, and therefore you'll be able, if you have a healthy body, then you will be able to fulfill this which Hashem wants from you. I mean, we learned like in the Tanya, we also learned that people shouldn't fast or do things that they can't, because if you're not going to be strong and you're not going to be healthy, then you're actually not going to be able to serve Hashem properly. The Rambam writes in Maimonides, in the Laws of Hilchos Deis, Rish Perek Dalet, he writes that one needs to know that for a person's body to be healthy and complete, wholesome, is ways of Hashem. This is Hashem's instruction that we need to keep our bodies healthy. And in the letter of the Maggid of Mizrich, which is printed at Tomin, he told his son, he was called the Malach, the angel. He was an angel because, why they call him the angel? Because he had very little consumption of food or very little things in this world. He was almost like an angel. Like an angel doesn't eat or drink or anything else. So they called him the Malach, they called him the angel. So the Maggid wrote to his son, who was called the Malach. He told him like this, that in Yiddish, he said, "Aklein lechel in guf, machta grace lech in the neshama." He said, if you make a small hole in your body, that makes a large hole in your soul. So while a small hole in your body, that can create even a larger hole in the soul. The Rebbe says, I'm not here trying to preach to you, but I'm only hopeful that maybe this is going to affect you and also on your husband, the rabbi, may he live, that so he says like this, the Rebbe says, there is an expression in the Zohar which says that the force of the soul, if your soul is forceful, that causes a weakness of the body. But the Rebbe says what it means is, you should translate it a weakness in the demands of the body, but doesn't mean, God forbid, the health of the body. It means that you're not so needy that you need everything, because if you're involved in the spiritual for soul matters, then you won't need to come into all these things. He says we're talking about the demands of the body, not the weakness, not to hurt the body. And we see, the Rebbe says this, we see this vividly, that when you have a healthy, strong body, then you can accomplish so much more, without comparison, in all matters, especially love of God, love of the Torah, and love of Israel. If you're healthy and strong, you can do that. I hope to hear from you good news as far as your health goes, about the health of your husband, the Rav Shichya, and may Hashem privilege all of us that we should be able to notify one another only good news, one to another, both spiritually and both physically, with blessings for proper health, and to see naches, Jewish naches, Hasidic naches, from all your children, grandchildren, all your descendants and your family members, may they live, and the Rebbe's signature. So here, you see here again, the Rebbe is advocating very strongly for people to take care of their health and to but it's not for the purpose of making just your body healthy. But he says, if your body is healthy, then you can do everything. Then your mind and then you'll be able to do Torah properly. And as opposed to if you are hurting, and like he uses the expression, if you have a small hole in the body, that causes a big hole in the soul.
Greek philosophers used to write, well, they did it. They did the Olympics. A healthy body and a healthy mind.
Yeah.
That goes back to the ancient times.
Yeah.
That was believed. That's how the Olympics started, because of that.
But but that's talking about, again, exceptionally healthy bodies, like in the sense that they are
just part of the whole philosophy of